Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. That's ageofthecustomer.com. Stephen King is our guest. He's a new friend of the show, but he's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to make him an old friend very soon. He's the president and CEO of Growth Force, an organization that's helping small business owners put their financial best foot forward in the marketplace. Stephen, thanks again for hanging out with us. Well, give us the website, please, and give us a thumbnail of your business.
Well, Growth Force provides outsourced accounting services for companies that use QuickBooks. Yeah. We're targeting companies that are typically hit a minimum about that $1 million, $2 million in revenue and outgrow the bookkeeper or the office manager or, God forbid, their spouse who is responsible for doing the book.
Wonder how many marriages you've saved, Stephen.
Yeah, I love when I get a call from an owner that says, "Oh, my spouse is doing the books and he or she usually or she can't do it, doesn't want to do it." And I think, okay, great, we're hired. I know we're in.
Right.
Because, you know, people like sex, and therefore...
And then you give them the price, and they say, isn't that a little high? And you say, well, how much does a divorce cost you? That's what you... Surely you got to say that. Hey, Stephen, one of the things I've been telling... And by the way, give us a website before we go any further.
It's www.growthforce.com, growthforce.com.
Hey, Steve... one of the things I've been telling my audience now for 16 and a half years is that outsourcing is the best thing to happen to small business since the PC. And the ability to hand over non-core competency tasks to by contract to an outsourced resource and have them do what they do well so I can focus on what I am the best at is one of the best things to ever happen to small business. And if more small businesses would do this, there would be more small business success. What do you think?
Well, it's even more true today than it ever was before.
Exactly.
The Web 2.0 tools, what the big thing it allows you to do is to not give up control. Mm-hmm. So in the past, one of the obstacles you'd often hear is, you know, I want to have control over my cash, and I want to have control over my books. I don't want to turn them over to someone else. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to anymore. What you're able to do is you're able to turn over the problems of recruiting and training and risk of fraud, but not give up the 24/7 access to the information. And, you know, we don't pay anybody's bills. We just scan the documents and put them online and set them up for bill payment.
Right.
So
explain to the audience what Web 2.0 did. What specifically, technically, what did it do to make that happen?
Well, the cloud originally was moving your server into someone else's rack.
Right.
So you didn't have to have it in your closet. And then the next generation of that was the development of cloud-based software like software.com. You software as a service. You rent it. You don't install it on your computer. You access it over the web. The big implication of that most people don't realize is, and this goes back to my Ernst & Young software days, when you integrate the accounting system with your billing system or your bill payment system or your inventory system. In the old days, well, you did it once for your company A, and then you went down the block and you had to do the exact same integration again for company B.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the web, once you integrate QuickBooks with a bill payment system like Bill.com, or a billing and collection system, or inventory systems, that's now available to anybody who signs up for those services.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you get a smart back office, a fully integrated, automated back office that can give you management reports at a fraction of the cost of what it would do to do it the old way.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you put a stamp on an envelope and pay the $12 it costs you of labor to print the check and stick it in the envelope and get the boss to sign
yep.
it? Yep. And you can have it all online.
We have many of our bills just drafted. We don't even physically pay them anymore. You know, a lot of if we know what the amount's going to be, we just draft it. You know,
and then you download that from the bank, and QuickBooks will automatically know how to code it because it remembered how you coded it the last time. Mm-hmm. And basically, what we're seeing with Web 2.0 allows you to do is the bookkeeping job will be obsolete, I believe, in less than 7 years.
Yeah,
interesting. Because it's all integrated, it's all automated. Right. Now the function becomes a review.
But somebody still has to oversee that, and that's where the outsourcing comes in, right?
That's right. You need that controller function.
Mm-hmm.
You need and as a small business, you can't afford a $85,000 controller, but you can get a fractional controller for less than the cost of a receptionist, and that can be the difference between a breakthrough success and worrying about making payroll.
And how many times have you heard me say this, ladies and gentlemen? Once you get regular reports that you can trust, regular meaning once a month, and accurate meaning what you see is what you've got. Once you start managing your business with that kind of information, you will wonder how you even survived up to that point. What do you think, Steve? Last thoughts.
I hear this all the time. I hear from people, it's like, I don't know how we ran our company before we met you.
Yeah, yeah, scary.
I wish I met you 5 years earlier.
Work growthforce.com, folks, growthforce.com. Stephen King, good job today. You got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
I would love to, Jim. I look forward to it.
Yeah, we'll have you back again real soon. Stephen King, folks, I told you we'd get smarter when Steve joined us. You'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.